this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
5 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, October 14, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us for this particular segment on our Feel Good Friday. TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or the government is, insert your own expletive. Speaking of government, I was talking in the last hour when we went to break about what happened in McMinn County, Tennessee, Athens, Tennessee. This is a gentleman who is a former Marine named Bill White, who was trying to stop the local cronies from stealing the election. And they marched, 60 of them, marched to the local armory, seized guns and explosives before heading to the county jail to liberate their wrongfully arrested allies and stop the sheriff from manipulating the ballots. And of course, the men surrounded the jail, fully armed, yelling for them to bring the ballot boxes out, or we're going to set siege against the jail and blow it down. And, of course, gunfire started. This siege lasted for hours, with everybody blasting away with rifles and blowing up sheriff's cars with dynamite. The sheriff, of course, asked the governor to dispatch the National Guard, but the Guard's commanding general says, uh-uh, you people are corrupt. We're not doing this. You're on your own. And at last, the GIs blew down the jail door. The deputy surrendered. The soldiers marched him around the town square to the cheers of the townspeople. Some locals attacked the captured deputies, especially Wise, who was badly beaten before being arrested and charged for shooting Gillespie, sentenced to 3 years in prison later. When the ballots were counted, the GI ticket had won by a landslide. The county sheriff promptly resigned in favor of his GI challenger. Among those who cheered the soldiers' uprising was former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. If we want to continue to be a mature people who at home and abroad settle our difficulties peacefully and not through the use of force, she wrote in her syndicated paper column, we'll take to heart this lesson and we'll jealously guard our rights. The decisive action, which has just occurred in our midst, is a warning and one which we cannot afford to overlook. That's called the McMinn County War. And not only are we going to attach a couple of those historical articles for you to read on your email blast, we're also putting a YouTube video link so you can get a visual of exactly what happened there in 1946 in Athens, Tennessee, when the GI ticket took back their rights and seized the sheriff's office in what I call an insurrection, unlike January 6th. I think the January 6th committee, now subpoenaing Trump, they got another guest coming. They think they're going to nail this guy? I seriously doubt it. Anyway, moving along, because it is Feel Good Friday, TGIF in whatever way you want to term it, you know, here's the thing. We want to try to end the show on a positive note, especially for our women audience out there that are listening. We have Tabitha Perry, who's a life coach, creating order with small edits. I guess I could look at that as baby steps from my aspect. She is an MSW. For those of you who don't know what that means, it's Masters of Social Work, who believes you're capable of achieving anything you want. And that's why I got to ask Tabitha, welcome to the show, first off. And what prompted you to turn into an online life coach?
Well, thanks so much for having me, Dave. You know, it was quite the journey. I actually was super judgmental of life coaches. They don't need to be certified. I had gone to school for a long time to get my master's, and I was like, what is going on? But you know what? I saw that they had such amazing ability to encourage people. They were able to use their skills, not necessarily things that they learned in school, but actual life challenges, and be able to help people through what they had been able to accomplish in their life. So I was able to combine my education as well as my, I guess, street smarts, for lack of a better term, and be able to kind of step out and help other women.
Wow, that is amazing. So now when people contact you, I mean, I thought about this. I saw, you know, life coaches, and then I found out they were tarot card readers or tarot card. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Now that's not exactly what I thought they were. So now you moved around the country. You were born and raised in Alaska. You moved 22 plus different times, but yet you weren't like an army brat or anything like that. You just moved because that was just part of your life history.
Yes, yes. And actually, I kind of want to go back to that. It is interesting that the life coach kind of term is really confusing. Even though it's a growing industry, a lot of people don't know what it is. But what I like to do is compare it kind of to a therapist. So a therapist would have you kind of look back at your life and what things kind of have caused a lot of struggles and heal from that. Whereas a life coach has you look forward and has you look at what you are capable of and be able to kind of take you from where you're at to where you want to go. So there's no tarot card reading on my part. Yes, there's different types of life coaches, but I absolutely love just being able to tap into the potential that God has given women.
Well, here's something I want to bring up because, you know, I see the bios, the show notes and stuff, Tabitha, and basically, it says you move 22 plus times, and every time that I have talked about, I moved probably almost as many times as you have. And every time, you know, moving next to death and divorce is one of these crazy life-altering experiences that women, especially, my wife is the same way. She doesn't like moving. They want to stay
right?
planted. They want to stay planted, but
yes,
here you move 22. You move more times than I have. Now I'm jealous. You did this voluntarily because you were either working, going to school. I don't know how getting pregnant has anything to do with moving, but I mean, being pregnant at the same time, because I delivered my fourth daughter at home, classic textbook delivery.
Wow.
You know, I signed off as an attending physician. I got to look at this as, okay, moving is a shock to the conscience, a shock to the physical person. It's stress. And I'm curious as to how you overcame it.
Me too. honestly, my faith has brought me through it all. But, and through that too, of just like developing, you know, a confidence that I know things are going to work out the way that they need to work out. And however that is, I can handle it. So I grew up in Alaska, and I wanted to get out of Alaska so bad. If you ever go there, most of the people you're going to meet are actually not from Alaska. Most people move away, and then people move there. And so I wanted to get out and have the opportunity to live in so many different places from moving to because of jobs, my job or my husband's job. And yeah, it has allowed me to become way more flexible. And that was not how I was created. So for someone to be like, oh, that's so great. She must be so flexible. No, not at all. I hate moving. Absolutely. Every time it is a challenge. But the thing is, with life, there are always going to be challenges. And so when we can take them head on and have a good attitude about it and just know that you have the confidence to take care of what you need to take care of, that's when you can step in and you can handle 22 plus moves.
Yeah, if I got to pack one more box, you know, I get that. I really do. I really do get that. Been there, done that multiple times. But like I said, you got me beat as the number of times you moved. When you moved, did you move like around in town or did you actually, you said you were in four different states. So I'm assuming you moved 22 times within four different states.
Yes. Yes, I did. And what has been so interesting is so I've lived in Alaska, Texas, Colorado, and now Minnesota, and even Spain for a little bit. And each area has such an interesting culture. People just operate differently. They have different goals, different desires. Now, we can all have commonalities of like our core emotions, but what drives people is different in each culture. And so that has been really interesting, just learning to love people for where they're at and where they're coming from.
Yeah, it seems to be a real big problem in this day and age, given the divisiveness of what's going on in this country and how it's being driven by the political system here. A lot of people just flat out don't like it. They wish that we could get back to the way things were. But then, you know, every time they turn on the news, and I keep talking about bacon and negs, which is what, you know, people pick up the local paper and read their morning news, and it's all negative, which is why I call it bacon and negs, for the negatives that they're programming their body with. Is this something, being a master's of social work, you have to, as part of this life coach thing, you got to program out the negative?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, and you're not going to like what I'm going to say, Dave.
Uh-oh.
I don't really listen to the news. I don't.
Okay.
It is always skewed. It is always skewed. Okay, I'm going to take that back. It is not always skewed, and there's a lot of really good information out there, but I filter what I put into my mind. And I think it is so important that how we start out our day, especially if we're wanting to have a positive day, to consider, is reading the news going to be helpful? Yes, it is. Absolutely. We should be very much informed. But then make sure to counteract that with something positive as well. And if there's another, you know, like Power Hour, listening to that to be encouraged as well as informed. I think that people need to be proactive with balancing out the negative, right? The eggs and eggs, balancing those things out so that way that they can just take on a better view of life. So my background is actually working in the criminal justice system. So I worked with women and men in prison. And there's a lot of negativity there. But you know what? There's a lot of positivity there too. Because they have learned that they are not the choices that they've made, that they are created with a purpose and for a purpose, and that they can actually choose to do good. So I do believe in reform. I believe that our government can make good choices. And when we think about the good old days, there was never the good old days. Even then, we were complaining about things. So the best thing that we can do is to consider where we're at, and then how we can move forward, how to look at things in a more positive light and reframe it and control what we can control, which is our attitude and our activity.
So the thing is that as an online coach, you basically help or could help people worldwide because of the internet. Do you have that kind of a diverse clientele, or is most of your clientele U.S.-based?
Most of it is U.S.-based, although some people think Alaska is part of Canada. So we can say I'm international in that way.
So you have people from Canada calling, too?
No, but I do from all over the states. And yes, but I think it's also really important, too, the cultural aspect. And as a social worker, understanding how people are raised, the systems that they're within, I think it's really important for people to be coached to get, you know, different perspective, but to also connect with people on a cultural level. And so I would absolutely love to coach someone who lives in another country, but I want to be able to understand their culture so they can help navigate it as well.
So it sounds like as a life coach, you're gaining way more perception than the people you're trying to help and more perspective on life.
I learn so much. It is a very fulfilling job where I get to learn, yeah, just as much about the world and about how people view the world as the people that I'm helping.
But then you can relate about it too, which makes it even better. But the thing, you know, I've noticed what's really funny is in college, you know, you meet these people and you ask them, okay, what's your major? Well, I'm going to psychology. I'm going to major in psych. Really? Is this because you're trying to figure yourself out or you want to help others?
Yeah.
You know, those are the two things.
Exactly.
I always got to ask these people that question. But the thing is, as a life coach, see, you get to draw from all your experiences and use it to relate to help people optimize their life.
Exactly. And what a gift that is, right? The gift that we live in a country where we have free will, where I can choose to create a business out of absolutely nothing, out of an idea, out of something that I wanted to make sure that I was home when my kids got home from school. So I created this business that I get to do within those hours. It is such a gift. I absolutely love it.
All right. So now your husband is still working. You're still working. Obviously, has this turned into a full-time thing for you?
It has not. I've chosen to keep it small and within the time frame that I have when my family is gone. Now, thankfully, that is a privilege. Not everyone gets to do that. But I have chosen to create boundaries around the hours that I work. Even if there's really great opportunities, I've turned down some things in the evenings so I could stay home with my family. Because I know that my girls are only young for so long, and I want to be able to be here and just be accessible. Even if I'm not, interacting with them directly, when they're running around playing with their friends, I want to be present there so I can listen into what's going on and be there to answer questions and help navigate, those inevitable fights.
So because of the fact it says in your bio that you've been a life coach for successful business owners and then teen moms, obviously, if you have teenagers, you know what we're going through. I always kind of equate after raising five kids that you're sitting there talking about a two-year-old dragging out your pots and pans and banging on the floor, and you watch them grow up and you try to shape their formative years. And then they turn into teenagers. Oh, my God, they're teenagers. And they're going to bring somebody home to meet me at the front door while I'm standing there racking my shotgun saying, have her home by 10.
Yes. It is such a privilege to be able to work with teens. Now, that was a few years ago. I've worked now with adults. But being able to work with young girls who have gotten pregnant at an early age. And I'm very much pro-life. And so I want to act out what I say. I want to encourage them and help come alongside of them. If I'm saying, hey, you need to keep that baby, even though you went through a really rough time, I want to actually back that up. And so being able to mentor them and encourage them, and honestly, some of them are way better moms than I am. They're so attentive and they are so creative with how they care for their kids. And so that also has been such I've learned so many nuggets from the teen moms. I just feel like we can learn things from every single person.
So the successful business owners, any of them that we all know, yeah. Or is this just, oh, okay, such as, or I guess you can't talk about that.
No. However, the successful business owners, again, when it comes down to it, our core desires, our thoughts, our feelings, our behaviors, those are very similar. So we just have to be able to, as I'm working with a business owner, right, they may have the desire to be successful because they want to mask shame. Well, that may be the same for a teen mom. When we all peel back the layers, we can really find that we are all kind of the same inside. We are all created uniquely, but being able to work with the business owners and help them create generational legacy, just like the teen moms or the prisoners that I've worked with, each of them is a lot of fun. Each of them is its own version of success.
So that seems like a tough thing. Prison outreach. I know people that are involved in it and they find it rewarding because, people find Jesus Christ in prison and they try, even though some of them are serving life sentences, to live that kind of a lifestyle amongst a population that, may not be totally accepting of the way they are or the way they want to be. And the temptations to harm other people in prison exponentially increase just because of the type of people that are incarcerated there. And I would say that not everybody is going to follow down that positive path. So I guess that would be you only basically did you do group sessions and stuff when you were teaching prisoners? Because a lot of the people I know do group things in prison with people that want to, prison outreach for Christ.
Yep, absolutely. I think that when you have a group of people, no matter if they're in prison or in a Fortune 100 company group meeting or teen moms or school kids, when you have people together and they are open to learning from each other, you can walk away with, again, so much knowledge, so much encouragement, new perspectives, new ways to look at the world, that it is so beneficial. And working with people in prison has been transformational in my own life because, again, their free will, their legal rights have been taken away. And yet some of them find freedom there. They still choose. They know that they can control their attitude and their activity. And those are basically the only things that they can control. When I interact with some people that are not in prison, they've created their own prison. They're limiting themselves with these limiting thoughts that they have. So again, working with people in prison, it's not about the circumstance you're in. It's about the mindset that you have. And so being able to encourage these prisoners to be like, listen, I realize that, yeah, maybe you're spending the rest of your life here or a long time, but you can still, you know, seek Christ, which is very important, and you can choose good things in your life, just as if you were outside and not in the prison.
Well, there you have it. So this is the thing. If somebody wants to get a hold of you after listening to the show and wants to plug into you and have you coach them, what do they need to do?
Sure. So I feel like in order to be coached, you really have to trust the person, because it is vulnerable to tell somebody that you've never met all the things going on in your life. And so I created a podcast to kind of help people get to know me, give lots of like free value and advice. And so that's called the Life Edit Podcast with Tabitha Perry. So people can check me out on my podcast. They can find me on my website, TabithaPerry.coach, and as well as on social media, and where I do Tabitha's Tip of the Day. And I just offer advice to kind of make your days more simplified and to really encourage women to not feel stuck in their own prison, that they can be free and they can choose what they want to do to step into their God-given potential.
Well, that is wonderful. And so it's TabithaPerry.coach is your website, and that's TABATHAPERRY, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to include that link on the email blast that we send out to thousands of people, Tabitha, and hopefully people will trust you enough to connect. And I'm sure you have your bio and everything on the website where people can go on and look. And they fill out a form?
Yep, they can find my my schedule and see if there's an opportunity that's available for them that they'd want to talk, or they can email me.
Sounds like a winner. Well, we appreciate your time and spending a little time here as Feel Good Friday on the Power Hour. And once again, good luck with your coaching, and we will talk again soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave.
All righty, TabithaPerry.coach, TABATHA Perry, PERRY.coach. We will be back with more news and your phone calls, a little conversation. By the way, for those of you Harry Potter fans, the character who played Hagrid, Robbie Coltrane, has passed away at age 72. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Help shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And you are, my friend.
Power to the people.
Welcome back to the Power
Hour. To the people.
Wow, do I sound like one of those old-time ministers? Well, do we need to pray for people today? I know those of you out there, I have a cat that is very near and dear to my heart. His name, believe it or not, is Diablo. And I'll tell you, he's a little pistol, but he is such a beautiful cat. He's a serval, which is kind of like a Savannah cat. He is probably at least 30 inches high at the shoulder, and he's a house pet, my daughter's house pet, and we want to pray even for his deliverance too, because he's got kidney problems right now, and he's been at the vet since yesterday. And I want to say a little prayer even for cats and animals out there. If you have an animal that is afflicted, that is sick right now, because of the fact that, you know, all God's creatures are covered under whatever we believe in and whatever we pray for. And so we just ask for deliverance. And if it's that cat's time, as any other animal that is affected or afflicted, that the Heavenly Father knows what's going on. And he is right there watching the whole thing and bringing comfort. And if it's supposed to be Diablo's time that he's going to go peacefully, if not, you're going to recover him and bring him back into the fold so he can bring peace and happiness to the family, because that's what pets are for. So if you have a pet that's afflicted, this prayer applies to them as well. If they're sick and you're listening, in the name of your son, Yeshua, we ask all things be done and added unto us. Can I get an amen? Thank you. We don't often pray for pets. It's kind of weird, but see, pets have always given us a lot of joy, even though sometimes they act squirrely. It's one of those things. Trump, by the way, I meant to interject here. We're always getting news in. He is criticizing the January 6th committee over votes to subpoena him, and he is set to respond on Friday. Well, first off, he's denounced them. And why didn't the unselect committee ask me to testify months ago, he says. Why'd they wait until the very end, the final moments to their last meeting? He wrote on Truth Social. You want to go over there and subscribe? You can read it. He says, because the committee's a total bust that has only served to further to divide our country, which, by the way, is doing very badly, a laughing stock all over the world. Now, I know most of you would agree with that. And, of course, Liz Cheney found out the hard way that by being a member of this committee and bringing up that resolution to subpoena Trump, which passed by a 9-0 vote, that would be unanimous. You know, they want to blame him for everything. They want to make sure that nothing like January 6th ever happens again. Really. You see, they're so worried about their own asses. They're making a political charade out of the entire event while the DC gulag violates all sorts of constitutional rights of the people that were taken into custody for showing up there, which sometimes I kind of scratch my head and go, why did they do this? And you see, Cheney got her ass handed to her in the last primary election because people in Wyoming said, you know what? We're a little bit peeved over here, Liz, because you spent all your time gallivanting around with the Democrats and making a big issue out of the fact you hate Trump, acting just like your daddy. And you're out here trying to sabotage us. You're not doing what we the people in Wyoming in your district voted you into office to do. You are making a mockery of our system. We don't want you in office anymore. She didn't win the primary. That, if that doesn't send a message to everybody else serving on the panel, Kinzinger excluded, he doesn't matter. He doesn't want to run again. I think he's already realized the writing's on the wall. If he tried to run again, he was going to have to answer to all the constituents in his district as well as all the voters. And for those of you who did not see Tucker Carlson last night and see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez getting her ass handed to her by her constituents and people attending her town hall meeting, I mean, they really unloaded on her and basically inferred that she is no better than the Democrat machine, which is using her. She is being used, and according to the way, the tenor, she's too stupid to realize she's being used. Oh, but I mean, look at all the benefits she gets. Look at the honoraria she gets. You see, then this is what I'm talking about these politicians going to D.C. and becoming self-serving. That's a real problem. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee are saying the Democrats have gotten all their priorities wrong. They're obsessed over Trump. So obsessed, they can't function. And of course, you know, the tit for tat is going on. Doesn't matter where you're at. Could be Ronnie Jackson in Texas who says subpoenaing Trump's a disgrace. They want to destroy him and every one of his supporters. You got Scarecrow in the White House calling us all domestic terrorists. MAGA. You know, I'm sorry. Trump was a very good marketing campaign. Make America great again. and cheer just when we thought that America wasn't great in the first place. Well, it was great until Sleepy Joe, the hair snipper, took over. And, of course, you know, with the violence that's going on, and they want to make an example out of everybody and everything, I have to reach down into Florida to the Nicholas Cruz sentence, you know, because we reported yesterday that one said that he was going to be sentenced to death. And then, of course, the official news came out and said he got a life sentence in prison. Of course, now the governor of Florida said that he should have been sentenced to death, saying that I think if you have a death penalty at all, that is a case where you're massacring those students with premeditation and utter disregard for basic humanity. You deserve the death penalty. And of course, his opponent, challenger Charlie Crist, agreed. So, you know, you have to take that for what it's worth. A lot of people think that, you know, it doesn't matter. Meanwhile, up in New Hampshire, Tulsi has been stumping for Mr. Baldick. And he is running against U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, who has backed out of a New Hampshire debate against Baldick. Don Baldick. Looks like he's making some inroads. And, you know, of course, the Democrats are reeling from the fact that one of their own has gotten away from. And if you're on Parler, Tulsi has a podcast there that you can go watch. And apparently, you know, she has drawn a lot of favor from the Republican Party, even though she hasn't formally come out and said, I'm going to switch. You notice that she said, I'm leaving the Democratic Party, but I didn't say that I was going to join the Republicans. I think she's thinking about the rhinos. I would love to have her on my show and ask her these questions about where she stands at this point in time. I think she's got a great mind. She serves in the military. And she's taken the same oath I did to the Constitution of the United States. Now, you have to ask again, am I kind of like wavering a little on the oath? You know, this is supposed to be for life, according to a lot of the veterans I talk to. But I'll tell you, the thing is, when you look at some of the scenarios that I've been talking to people about in the last few weeks, I mean, believe it or not, you know, with this Texas thing and what Edwards County did, as I ended the show yesterday, you know, we were talking all about the resolution that Edwards County passed, and we included a PDF of this for you to actually go in and read all of the things and reasons why the Edwards County commissioners said, hey, we've had enough of this. And they're talking about what is happening with the United States government. So when you have a situation like that, and they're not the only county, there are other judges in other counties in Texas that have declared what's going on at our southern border an invasion, and it's being ignored by the people in Austin, namely those in power, Abbott and whatnot. If Abbott was really interested, because I think he's a DC politician in sheep's clothing, he's trying to make himself look very popular to the majority of Texans. However, if he wants a job in DC, he basically should go there and campaign and stop this nonsense and misleading the people of Texas, if in fact that's what he's doing, and making them think that he's all for them, yet we're not doing everything that most Texans want, which is stop this crazy thing, Jane. Stop this crazy thing. Remember that from the Jetsons? Stop this. See, the Texas people, they want to get their military together, have the military in the state of Texas that is serving U.S. concerns to relocate themselves out of, unless we enter into some sort of agreement with them, which I can hardly see why we would do if we were trying to flex our muscle as a newly created nation. See, and what the media doesn't want to acknowledge is that the latest survey that was taken indicates that 66% of people in the state of Texas agree with everything that Edwards County said in its edict that they signed, the resolution they signed supporting Texas. And they listed an entire log of grievances, several pages, some of which I managed to read before we were out of time yesterday. When you look at the fact that the news media is trying to disprove and discredit, including Facebook, who is trying to censor every time that texitnow.org shows up on somebody's post. I'm sorry, that violates our community standards. Trying to equate us with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. You got to understand that all of these people are looking at the amount of money that is being given to the United States government, what we're getting in return. And I think it's struck a very sad discord with a lot of Texans. And I would not be a bit surprised, and this is the convention of states argument again, that, well, we can do a lot to fix the problem with the United States government simply by amending the Constitution. Because obviously these politicians have gotten into office and they've learned to become self-serving, and they don't care about their constituents or we the people that they're supposed to be serving. And it's all about them. How much money can I make? How many inside trading deals can I score? How many millions of dollars can I take home and stuff in my bank accounts and my trust funds? You know, it's all about them. Not about us. Do we really want Putin to push that button? Because I can tell you, Putin really doesn't want to push the button. But if this administration keeps pushing his button enough and they grant Ukraine a position in NATO and they start moving nuclear weapons into Poland, this is going to prompt Putin to seriously turn around and do more critical thinking as to what the total repercussions would be if he were to push the button and launch a limited tactical nuclear strike on Kyiv and other Ukraine cities to send a big message. I mean, obviously, the thing you'd want to do if you were Putin is take out your enemy, which is Zelensky. You want him out. You want his little corrupt. I mean, everybody in America is listening to all of the alternative media that is saying that Zelensky is not an angel. He's not a choir boy, folks. He's a dictator. And he's got a hit squad. And they're killing their own citizens. I mean, depending on who you want to believe, we're not there. We can't see this. But if you look at the tit for tat that's being tossed about in social media and the fact that half our Congress wants to be over there and they want boots on the ground, I mean, if they had their way right now, we would have tens of thousands of our own troops in Ukraine fighting the Russians head on. But no, they're holding back on that because they want to see how far and how decimated that Putin can do to Ukraine and the tit-for-tat retaliation, which is why Zelensky's on there begging for more weapons. Putin wants to see what NATO's going to do, because that, I think, is what's going to prompt Putin to push the button. And of course, as you know, if he were to do that, the jet stream would carry radioactive fallout from these tactical limited strikes across most of Asia and into the Pacific Ocean, where a lot of it would basically, you know, I don't think it would reach American shores. David, Virginia, you're on the show. What's going on?
Hello, Dave. I just want to say right there, I agree with, you know, what you're saying about, you know, they're trying to, you know, get something started right there. I believe right there, if we never would have given aid to them right there, all this would have been done and over with by now. But I got kind of a grievance with you right there. I mean, when I was in the military and everything right there, I've had some friends and everything from Texas right there, and they all had a big head and all this, you know, where, you know, they felt that they was better than everybody else in the United States. And I kind of resent that you keep talking about Texas all the time. And like the rest of us here in the United States right there, we did our 6 years or whatever that, you know, was actually said, you know, that we had to commit ourselves right there voluntarily. And I did. My brother did. My grandfather on both sides of my family, they was in the war over in Germany. And, we're patriotic too right there. And
we are. Hey, Dave, I want to thank you for your service, first off, right? Texas
right,
is only
too,
Texas.
You know.
Yeah, Texas. Texas is only one state, Dave, that has a grievance with what's going on right now, because you and I took the same oath to the Constitution of the United States of America, and day after day after day, whether you're in Virginia or Texas or wherever you happen to be, we are seeing this government that's in power right now break virtually every tenet of the Constitution. And see what Edwards County, Texas did is one small sample of what everybody else is thinking about. That's what I think.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, Dave,
you may think the same thing. You're very dissatisfied, but see, look what happened in Virginia. Dave.
I do. Listen to me for a second, please.
I'm on it.
I went up there I went up there to register to watch the voter, you know, people come in right there and everything like that right there. And
okay.
In my county, they sent me papers right there, and it was like they wanted to know so much information, like it was like I lost my birth certificate. And so I'm thinking about this, you know. And when I called up there to have them send me the registration form right there to be a voter watcher or whatever. It was just ridiculous right there. And I'm starting thinking, right, you know, well, if this thing goes wrong right there, you know, and somebody finally does straighten this stuff up, they maybe come after me, which I ain't worried about that. But
yeah, well, but you're a vet, Dave. I wouldn't worry about that. You're doing what you think is right in your heart, and that's what matters. So I'd be watching to call the Attorney General's office. He's a right thinking guy. Have a conversation with him. I implore you. I think he would believe you, Dave. I really do. I think it would be a very profitable conversation that you would have with him.
Well, when I called them up there, and when I was asking for my send me some papers to find out about it, I says, well, Who's running for our electoral right there? They didn't even know we're up there. So just a couple of weeks ago, I went up there, and all I have is a phone, and I'm not savvy on a daggum computer or anything. And I got on my phone, and to find out there was like 13 people right there running for a Republican Party, and there was like eight people running for a Democrat. And then I hear you guys saying that, you know, they're swapping over, like, to dilute the daggum voting
thing
so that the Democrats could do this. And I'm in Virginia. I wanted to call up yesterday, but I was listening to what you guys were talking about. I didn't want to interrupt you or nothing.
No, that's all right.
I see crap going on, you know.
I know. You that's know, one of the reasons you got to stand up. Yeah, you got to stand up, Dave. That's all there is to it. I appreciate your comments. Alan in Texas. My guy, you know, we were just on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Republic of Texas radio talking about all of this stuff. Welcome back to the show. Now you're in my turf. What's happening?
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate you staying on for the full 2 hours with us. I guess, you know, we had a good enough time. You said you'd devote an hour, and you stayed on the full 2 hours. Steve and I both appreciate that, and I believe so did our listening audience. That was
a great show. I appreciate you, had a good time talking with you. I appreciate you guys, and, you know, you're some right thinkers here. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up, you know, what everyone out there, you know, we've got a generic term, we call them pets, but, you know, some of us out here in this world have not been lucky enough, you know, to find a human companion, you know, that has the honesty, integrity, and the true friendship that you can get from, you know, an animal. They have souls. My last dog was with me for 13 years. I could not have had or been more proud of a son if he was from my own flesh, you know. I died in my arms 3.5 years ago. Think of him every day. You know, in 13 years, we were not apart. It's like, if I went to work, he went to work. If I went to the store, he went to the store. In fact, periodically, if someone would see me in town, driving in town without BB in my truck with me, when I'd get home, I'd get a call. It's like, hey, saw you in town, and BB wasn't there. Is he all right? You know, he was a beautiful soul. I mean, just couldn't have been any more loved by me. Couldn't have left a bigger hole in my heart.
I know. I'm sorry, Alan.
And when I hear you saying, pray for my cat, you know, it, simply because he's a cat does not mean that he's as much a part of your family as your wife or your children are.
Yeah, I know it. And that's one thing I really liked. Every time I would visit my daughter's place, and there's Diablo, this big cat that looks African, you know, looks like a leopard, you know, spotted and everything. And he's such a sweetheart. And, boy, I was just crushed when I heard he was having kidney failure issues. And so, you know, that's why all those people that are pet owners out there, like yourself, Alan, I mean, you have to have a big heart to be with them, too. Just like this rescue I have laying down here. She goes everywhere I go. She's just like your dog. And, you know, it's one of these things. I'm glad I rescued her because she was in a kill shelter. So anyway, we appreciate that. And we're out of time for today. I'd love to continue this conversation, but thank you and God bless you, sir. We're out of time for today. Feel Good Friday and ending on a good note. And again, you know, I just want you all to have a good weekend. Don't worry about, you know, the world. Just, you know, make yourself a to-do list this weekend and be productive. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.